Numbers chapter 25. While Israel was camped at Shittim, the people began to commit sexual immorality with the daughters of Moab. These women invited the people to the sacrifices of their gods, and the people ate and bowed down to their gods. When Israel joined in worship of Baal Peor, the Lord's anger burned against Israel. The Lord said to Moses, "Take all the leaders of these people and hang them up before the Lord in full daylight, so that the fierce anger of the Lord may be turned away from Israel." Moses told the judges of Israel, "Each of you must execute any of your men who have joined themselves in the worship of Baal of Peor." Just then, one of the Israelites came and brought to his brothers a Midianite woman in plain sight of Moses and all the congregation of the Israelites, while they were weeping at the entrance of the tent of meeting. When Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, saw it, he got up from the midst of the assembly and took a spear in his hand. He went after the man of Israel into the tent and thrust both of them through, the Israelite man and into the woman's stomach. So the plague on the Israelites was stopped. Nevertheless, there were about 24,000 who died from the plague. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, has turned my wrath away from the Israelites by showing such jealousy as I have for them, so that I did not consume Israel in my jealousy. Therefore declare, I am giving to him my covenant of peace. So it will be to him and to his descendants after him, a covenant of a permanent priesthood, because he was jealous for his God, and made atonement for the Israelites." Now the name of the man of Israel that was killed with the Midianite woman was Zimri, the son of Salu, a leader of the clan among the Simeonites. The name of the Midianite woman who was killed was Cozbi, the daughter of Tsur. He was head of the people of a clan in Midian. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Bring trouble on the Midianites and destroy them, for they have brought trouble on you with their treachery, with which they deceived you in the affair at Peor and in the affair of Cozbi, the daughter of the leader of Midian, their sister, who was killed on the day of the plague as a result of the situation at Peor."